Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Hanover, Germany, first day of the show at Domatex, and I'm with Harlan Stone, the group CEO with Metroflor. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks, Kemp.
So they've totally shuffled the show now, and you're ending up in Hall 12 with a very big two-story space. So far, do you like the changes in the layout?
We were a little suspicious and anxious at first, but now that the show has begun, it's great. We're thrilled being here at Hall 12. We're seeing a lot of people coming across the East Bridge and turning to the left instead of turning to the right. So I think it's going to work out well.
And 12 is now mostly focused on LVT and products similar to LVT, right?
Yes, the hard surface category, which was once an afterthought at Domatex, now seems to be a real focus, and LVT and the multi-layer flooring products sit at the center of that.
And you've got to admit, this building is probably one of the newest constructed buildings with natural light, so they've moved the show into their newer area, haven't they?
That's right. So they've taken the rugs and put them in the older halls where we used to be, and they put us here, 9, 11, 12. They're all beautiful halls, and you see a lot of opportunity to really exhibit your product and build a fantastic branding and product messages here.
Well, let's get into what you're talking about in 18 in a minute, but we just finished 17. Metroflor sells products all over the world. How's your business doing?
17 was a very strong year for us. We found growth in all segments of the market and across almost all geographies. The multi-layer flooring sits at the center of that, but it was our entire portfolio that exhibited growth this past year.
I need to add that you are also the president of the American Association for Multi-Layered Flooring.
We are the MFA. We're the Multi-Layer Flooring Association. Yes, I'm the president of that organization. We are the sister organization of the MMFA here in Europe, and we have had a very good first year and expect a lot of exciting things in year two, starting hopefully announcements during surfaces in Las Vegas later this month.
I've got to tell you, one of the reasons that I'm at this show, I mean, I come every year, but what I've got my sensors attuned to this year is what's the latest innovation in multi-layered flooring, because that's where most of the innovation has been in the last several years, right?
It's very exciting how the multi-layer flooring category is evolving. And I'm happy to see that everybody is looking to expand their opportunity for innovation and serving the customer's needs rapidly, but also with some mindfulness as to creating standards. So as the president of the MFA, we're thrilled to say that we will have an ASTM written standard. It's already been approved, and we'll have it published this month, and we plan to start testing to that standard for certification in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes the multi-layered flooring so popular?
Well, I think it provides solutions for people. One of the hard, difficult things in LVT and resilient flooring is the preparation of the subfloor to get a smooth finish. Here, you're really attaching the subfloor perfector to the LVT, and you're getting a perfectly level floor. You've got opportunities for better installation systems. You've got sound deadening and comfort built in. It really is a complete package, and people are responding to it at levels that no one could actually have anticipated.
It enables also for you to install a flooring as a floating floor with enough substance to it, because I think one of the things that the consumer likes about it is that it's thick, and they like the fact that it looks like a substantial flooring, right?
Hand in flooring is important. We all know that from the carpet side, and we have now created hand in a resilient category without creating too much weight. That's a very fantastic combination. So if you had built a 10 millimeter thick LVT floor, people would never install it. It's too heavy. It would be bending and draping, and the installers would hate it. Well, you can build a 10 millimeter multi-layer flooring, and it's great, and people love it. It feels great. It's easy to install, and the performance characteristics are tremendous.
There's also this waterproof name. I mean, that's a big factor as well.
Waterproof is going to become a very important word in 2018 and beyond. We believe that with the multi-layer flooring, we are creating the most waterproof opportunity you have. So there's several things that water can interact with. Obviously, it interacts with wood in particle or solid form. Water also interacts with plasticizers. So as you build these backings without plasticizers in them, you're building something that has a long-term ability to withstand the negative influences of water.
Now, this top layer doesn't have to be constructed out of a PVC material, does it?
That is correct. So we are anticipating that the big innovations in 2018 beyond will be changing your materials, what's on the top. And we are working on several areas ourselves, which I can't quite put forward, but we expect that there will be probably a dozen alternatives on the top layer in the coming year or two.
Last year I came to your show and you had this massive three-dimensional structure that was explaining the ISO core technology that Metroflor has. This year you have this word jumping around. Obviously color's a big factor in this booth, but you have Unbound. What does Unbound mean?
Well, Unbound is our theme for 2018, and what we see as Unbound is removing the limitations, taking away the boundaries and the borders in which you can devise successful solutions that serve customers' needs. We are trying to think beyond outside the box. We're trying to think inside out. We're trying to think about not what we can do and how to market it, but what is it that's missing in the customer experience that can be created with this new multi-layer format.
All right, let's move to 18 real quick as far as the U.S. I know right after this show, you've got a week break and then where it surfaces. And I know you have your big distributor event. Last year, you actually had a Rolling Stone type band. And I think you have another big event planned for this year, right?
We do. So segueing from the Rolling Stones, we'll have a 1980s band. We will be having a huge event at the House of Blues during the service event. And we are really trying to bring 100% of our dealer network to that show. So we've got a lot of room there. So if you're a dealer selling Metroflor, don't forget to come to the House of Blues during services.
All right, Harlan, it's great to see you. I hope you have a great show here in Germany. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of the Metroflor Group in Hanover. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.